69.
It appears we're having... Oh, there we go.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I think it's time to throw those CDs out, huh, Russ? Or is it the CD player?
It's the player.
Or is the CD player player?
Maybe we should convert from CDs to MP3s and an iPod.
No.
What do you think?
Nah.
That'd be nuts, wouldn't it?
CD, it's the CD player playa?
I don't know.
One of those. You are listening to what was formerly the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It's the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle, as we work our way through another show to try to educate you a little bit on what's going on in the world. And the theme of this week's show, if you're just joining us, is the ever-present dangers of the Internet and what you as parents should do to educate yourself and your children to make sure that that you have the tools necessary to kind of fend off the obvious threat that's out there. I mean, unless you live in a cave or under a rock or something, you think?
It's a safe place to be, I suppose.
And if you do live in a cave or under a rock, we've got all kinds of great resources posted for you online. Datadoctors.com, you click on the radio show section, you'll see those resources, the links to the things we're talking about, and you can click and learn and edumacate yourself.
Did you say if you live in a rock?
Under a rock.
Oh, I thought
in
you said,
a cave.
I said, what about Iran?
Yeah, either one.
That whole segment of the world.
Anywhere in the Middle East.
The whole
matter.
Kind of segment of the world is showing us kind of their thought processes. Huh? But I digress. That's another show. Hey, joining us now from Carlsbad, California, is Kent Gates. He's the Director of Professional Development for iSafe America. That was one of the resources featured on the Dateline special that was on last week. Kent, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
I have to ask. I mean, there's no resemblance, right? I mean, there's no...
I wish. No resemblance whatsoever.
To the other Gates? You know.
I wish.
Because we have a Disney now in here. We got a Gates and Pyle.
Yeah.
And, right. then there's a Colburn. Nobody's
yes, that's the
worst. Wait, the Colburn?
No.
From the Colburn family?
Right.
Something like that. So tell us about iSafe and what's iSafe all about? What's there for parents and educators and what have you? And you know, give us kind of the spiel.
Sure. iSafe is a nonprofit organization, and we receive funding from corporate sponsors like Microsoft, but also we have received for the last 4 years a congressional earmark from the United States Congress, administered through the Department of Justice. And our goal really is to do two things. One is to educate kids about internet safety, some of the dangers that are online for them, as well as give them some resources and tools to protect themselves. You know, not things like don't give out your personal information, don't post pictures. We talk about cyberbullying, what to do if you are cyberbullied. But then also we try to take the learning beyond the classroom and reach it out into the community by educating parents about the risks that their kids face online. Because what we find is that there is a true digital divide between kids and parents when it comes to technology. Kids tend to know more than their parents, and the parents' mindset is, well, you know, my kid's on the computer, they're fine, they're safe, nothing bad can happen to them.
Yeah,
right, because it's all anonymous.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's and anonymous. It's just a computer. It's just
And of course, these kids are posting their picture on MySpace and telling them what school they go to and where they hang out. And, of course, predators and other people that would want to do harm to children can easily track that down by just going to a child's MySpace account and seeing, you know, where they hang out, where they like to go, what they look like, and then begin to groom the child. So we try to educate parents that there are risks that their kids face online, and they need to become aware and involved in their kids' internet experiences and talk to their kids about where they go and make sure that they're not doing things that will get them into potential dangers.
Now, iSafe.org is your web address, so make sure you guys don't put .com. It's .org. It is a nonprofit organization. It's some of your tax dollars going out there, so make use of that resource. You said something, though, about cyberbullying. We haven't actually touched on that at all, but that, again, goes back to the lack of communication, and if a child does not feel like they can talk to their parent about what's going on the Internet, let's talk. Explain to the folks out there what cyberbullying is and how prominent it's become.
Sure. Well, I think the biggest fear that parents need to understand is the kids don't want to tell their parents if something bad happens to them when they're online, whether or not they're approached by somebody that makes them feel uncomfortable, or if they're being bullied by other kids online because they're afraid that the computer's going to be taken away from them, and that's not a good solution. But cyberbullying specifically is kids using technology to bully other kids. For example, on children's personal web pages, particularly at places like MySpace.com. I don't want to beat on MySpace, but it seems to be the most popular one, or Zynga. There are others. Kids will post blogs of their daily activities, post pictures of events. They'll doctor pictures of other kids, and there's been examples where they have called kids gay or misappropriate things about other students. So they're using technology to bully kids. And so gone is where the bully can bully you on the school playground or in the lunchroom, and 30 other kids hear it. In today's world, kids are bullied online and through the use of technology, where 10,000 people can read it immediately, and there's never any escape from it. It used to be that if your child was being bullied at school, they would go home and there was a safe haven at their home from the bully. Now the bully has followed the child home and is in the child's computer through the use of technology.
Computer, cell phone, instant messaging, little handhelds, all that stuff. They're getting bombarded by these people, and it's because it's such a prominent part of our children's lives. Again, parents really that didn't grow up with this can't relate to the fact that this stuff is that powerful. That who cares what everybody's saying about you? Well, the whole community knows that these people are calling me out and calling me these names and saying these things about me. So, again, that's where that communication and understanding what's going on with your child and giving them the understanding that no matter what, you can come to talk to us about it. And that's one of the things that we have on our free safe surfing guide on our website. You can download a family internet use contract, which is a mechanism that allows you to sit down with your child and say, okay, let's talk about this and let's make some ground rules and let's both sign this contract saying you can come to me with anything and it's not going to mean automatic revocation of the computer or the internet or any of those things. Give the child a safe environment to come to you and tell you that what's going on, or else they won't.
The communication is the key. Parents need to make sure that their children feel comfortable and safe, that if they go to them and say, look, this is bad, happened to me online, the solution is not going to be take the computer away, that there's going to be other solutions. The parents are going to know about it. They're going to let their internet service providers know so that the person contacting them can be blocked, but also that they can let law enforcement know if appropriate, or the school know if that's an appropriate response as well.
And now you folks
get in trouble.
You folks also go out and train others, educators and parents groups and those kinds of things, correct, on how to get this information out?
That's correct. I mean, that is really the heart of my job. We have a full division of a team of eight people that go out around the country and train educators and law enforcement officers in a four-hour professional development program about the variety of things that kids can, the dangers that kids face online. And we certainly deal with cyberbullying as a large part of it, issues of MySpace and how to deal with websites like MySpace.com as part of it. But also, basic things like don't give out personal information in a chat room, don't give out your credit card, what can happen, identity theft, which is a growing problem with kids. There's instances where five-year-olds are all of a sudden getting credit card solicitations in the mail. Well, that's probably because somebody has stole your child's Social Security number and is cloning them for credit cards. And so we train teachers, and then we have a K-12 curriculum that is implemented in the schools where students are taught around these five core topics.
So anybody that's in that area, educators and what have you, they go to isafe.org and they get more information on how to get involved or how to get in contact with you folks.
As a matter of fact, all of our training is online too. If they go to isafe.org, they can be trained online and they can download the curriculum and begin teaching it as soon as they finish the training online.
What could be better? Kent, thanks for joining us and thanks for all the hard work, and give everybody an attaboy over at iSafe. We appreciate all the help, and we want to continue to try to educate everybody. That's Kent Gates, the Director of Professional Development with iSafe America. iSafe.org, if you are looking for information, if you are part of a group that wants to educate other groups, great information out there, as well as our website, datadoctors.com. You'll see the big Help for Parents section there. Thank you, Kent, for joining us. It is so important that we get this information out in as many different ways as we can. And where are we at on that time thing?
Ready for a break. As usual, we're running over and late, and then see Russ wants to breathe fire on us.
I'm going to go in there and see if I can get a CD queued up, though, that'll actually work.
A good one.
Yeah.
Something good. I'll tell you what. If everybody sticks around, just hang tight. And I know Mike and Roger, you guys have been hanging out for a really long time. I promise. As soon as we come back from our break, you are next and next up. Right?
Just like that. Mike and Roger.
Mike and Roger, when we come back, Roger, it'll be all yours.
Roger, Mike.
As the Computer Corner continues right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Right.